Okay, where were we? Oh, that's right, yeah, Woolworths sucks.
Why can you like a motherfucker?
Yeah, man. So anyway, yeah, I don't work there anymore, thank God. It was all right money, though. I was clearing $900 a week.
What?
But yeah, working stupid, man.
What, like, full-time? That was full-time.
That was 40 hours.
I couldn't give a crap about money these days. Yeah, everything's man. Falling apart.
Yeah, it was bad. I didn't like it. I wouldn't do it again. Fuck that.
Just go around the circle.
It is. It's crap, man. It's the worst job you could possibly think of, because it screws your body up, right? Because you're lifting, like, no shit, you're lifting 1.2 tons every 40 minutes. Oh. And you're doing about 180 boxes an hour. So you're lifting, like, 1.2 tons or whatever, in 180 units over 40 minutes to an hour. And you're doing that 8 hours a day, you know, 5 days a week. And it just fucks you up.
So you'd be, like, lifting the wrong... Like with your bent.
Yeah,
your back,
oh no, like
bent,
I always had a good technique, but still, it doesn't matter. Like your hands get really sore. Because, like, I play the guitar, right? And you can't play because your hands are, just your joints ache. So yeah, I mean, I just won't do that again. I must admit, I did it for nearly 2 years.
And your back's screwed now?
No, my back's not too bad. I sort of looked after myself pretty well, but yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to work there for, I mean, I don't think you'd want to work there for 6 months, to be honest with you. But yeah, I mean, everything sort of, like I said, my joints aren't too bad now, my fingers, they're pretty good, but yeah, you wouldn't want to go there for, like, I've seen people there who are like 40, who are like, can't lift, because they've actually physically broken their backs on the job.
Literally broken?
Yeah, literally broken their backs on the job.
How does that work? How does that work?
Well, they throw a disc or they,
Oh, because of the plates, yeah. And yeah.
There's one guy, like, then the thing is, they Woolworths, because they're such a company, they what they've done is they hired, like, because I wasn't actually working for Woolworths, I was working for a labour hire company called IPA, so if I did my back, if I broke my back on the job, Woolworths doesn't pay any compo, it's just IPA, so they've put all the risk into this other company. So yeah, they really work the contractors really hard. Like, the Woolworths employees were picking orders at, like, say 100 boxes an hour, and the contractor employees were picking at 180, and if we didn't keep that level up, we were sent home.
Oh, so you have a standard to reach, eh?
Yeah, that's right. And if you don't stay at that level, then they just send you home, and they just get more contractors. They just have this filter of, like, if you get, like, yeah, they don't have people working there for like 4 hours. Like, oh, I mean, I was doing 8 hour shifts because I could just work all day, but yeah, they're, you know, like, they just send you home after 4 hours if you're not performing, and they just hire and get other contractors in.
So you could be fired any day when you're not keeping it up.
That's right, yeah, absolutely. They send you home on the, like...
So you're fired. Okay, go home, don't come back.
Oh, it's not so much fired. Because you're a contractor, it's like, oh, we don't need you anymore. If we want you, well, you know, I mean, generally they give you like 4 shifts a week or 5 shifts a week, right? Yeah. So they might be 4 or 5 hours, they might be 4 hour shifts. But if you work really hard, then if, you know, they might offer you 10 hours.
Mm.
So yeah, but I never did 10 hour shifts. Couldn't take it. Drugs insane. Like, seriously, like, insane.
Like, your body would just fall apart.
You know, that's right. See, because you're on the strapped in the computer, you're not thinking, you can't talk to, as soon as you talk to somebody, the computer hears what you're saying, and it just starts saying stupid shit, because it's voice operated.
Oh.
So you can't say anything. If you say anything to anybody, the computer fucks up. So it's really bad. It sucks, man. Like, you just, all you are is a body. And this machine is just telling you where to go.
Oh, so it's you're not there to socialize whatsoever.
No,
you can't. You can't even say a word.
If you say hello, the computer starts going, did you say go to aisles XX whatever? And you're like, I didn't say that. It's shocking. It's really bad.
So obviously you had some experience when you first started. How you going? How's your day?
You lose your order. Don't know where you are.
Because that's the thing. You're like, you're supposed to go to aisle L or something, and then you say hello, and you send to aisle H.
Yeah.
So you're lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I wouldn't work there. It's the only factory in Australia that's got that picking system.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it should be input anywhere else. Because, like, yeah, it just drives you insane. Because, like, your head, your actual head, you're still thinking, but you can't do anything with it. So you just go nuts going around there.
fucking retarded job.
It is. It's the worst job I could think of.
Toilet cleaning is probably worse. But
no, I don't know. At least you won't break your back, and you can. At least you can talk to yourself.
Yeah.
You may not have anybody with you, but at least you can say something.
Yeah.
So yeah.